All right, hello, hello. Tyler Bryden here, covering a land and world of creativity with all this wonderful large language model image generation stuff that's coming out. I had just published a video, really like right now, on Stable Diffusion image generation by Stability AI. Longer video, a little bit of a deeper dive, still pretty surface level, but sort of interesting. And I thought, okay, that's great. Great for some people. But what I wanted to answer in this question, or at least go through, is how to get access to it. So all this will be in this video is a little bit of a link to the beta signup. I got a couple other links for context around what Stability AI is, just the spike in, in interest in it, a couple GitHub libraries, and then Stable Diffusion itself. So you can keep up to date with all the latest news. But really just wanted to focus in on this. Now, I have actually not put my application through, so this is my disclaimer. I have not been accepted. I had been hearing murmurs about this, but was a little bit late, and I had access to DALL-E and Midjourney and a couple of these other platforms, so I hadn't jumped on this as quick as possible. And so with that in mind, people have been getting access previously been getting access, I think, relatively quickly. There's about 10,000 beta testers as of their public release that was in this article here, which was the 10th of August, so relatively recent. And they're generating 1.7 million images a day. And it's some incredible stuff. I'll link this article here as well, too. But now it's starting to get a little bit more popular. And I can see, I'm going to see if I can pull this video up. Let's pop it up. There's basically a couple people who are starting to get access to it. And I've got, here we go, pull this baby up. So there's another good resource out here. So check this out. He sort of talks about it in this video, and you can see quite a bit of views relatively quickly. And then people asking some questions, people going through the process, getting, basically asking, what's the time? How long is this going to take? How long is it going to take me to get access to this? And, he's saying, I don't know. It's become super viral. We can see it in the trend now. And so it might not be as quick as it used to be, but it also looks like there are not just looks. They're saying that they're going to open this for public release. And so I'm guessing that they're going to be onboarding more and more people to it. And there's sort of not a race, but maybe in some ways a race with all these other platforms sort of opening up larger access to it. So you've got name, you've got email, you've got organization, you've got occupation, and then you've got a message here. And I was lucky with DALL-E. I applied really quite late into the process, but I got approved quite quickly. And the reason is because I'm actually creating content around this. I believe this is one of the reasons. Other people had, done months and months in advance. Maybe I was an anomaly and just got through at the right time. But what I would say is, if you can, in this message, add your LinkedIn profile, your Twitter, your Instagram. And if you're participating in image generation, if you're doing research on it, or you're sharing or creating content on it, the likelihood that you get accepted quicker. This is a theory, but I've seen this played out once, and other people have sort of agreed with this theory that you may be prioritized for access and go quicker. So that is not 100% certainty. I have not seen things that confirm that specifically for Stability AI, or I have not seen things that refute that. But just in the general, you have things that are relatively standard, and then you have this opportunity for a message. With this message, you can share your heart, you can share your love, you can share what you're doing, what you're passionate about, some of the incredible generation that you have, maybe that you have people who are following, or an audience that are interested in what you're doing with image generation. And just sort of logically, it seems like that would be valuable to then compared to someone who doesn't leave any message at all. So really, I would love to hear, if you do apply, what's the timeline? What's the timeline for you to get into this? I'm going to go ahead with my own application here. I will write a message out, and I'll maybe even share the message in a YouTube video or something, or just below in the description. And then I'll let you know about the waiting time that I had. We can go back and forth, and hopefully it's not as long as some people have experienced with DALL-E or other systems in the past. But really, in this video, I wanted to keep it short. I'm already at 4 minutes, so I have gone against that. Is basically just how to get access to the Stable Diffusion beta. This is coming public, and you will have opportunities to get more access to it soon. But for now, this is the path that you want to go for, and I wish you the best on it. Maximize that message the way you can. I've got the link in the video. I've got a couple other links for context for you. Go ahead, and if you like this, or you like following this stuff along, send me a message, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. I'm continuing to dive deeper in this, and I love it very much. We're in a wonderful, wonderful time for creativity and technology, and I hope that you enjoy it as much as I do. This has been Tyler Bryden. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.